It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
And check this, and I'm with baseball Ben Botham. Of course, he's the renowned bowling coach for the Seminole Warhawks. He is the program creator up there. In all seriousness, he does coach the bowling team. But he's on the staff for the baseball team. He's an instructor up there, and his alma mater. And bravo! I'm very proud of you, everything you're doing, giving back to your alma mater. And I know you love it as well.
Oh yeah, I love being out there. There's nothing better than being out on the baseball field with a bunch of young guys just trying to win for their school. I mean, and we've been doing it. We're 8-0 to start off the season, and the kids are looking great. They're all in good spirits, and especially when you come off two major victories against Lakewood, where we beat them 13-2, and then we played Keswick, and we beat them 10-2. Those are two
big game this week.
Of course, we play Calvary Christian. We play them on Tuesday at 7 o'clock at their place. So we'll be the Road Hawks. The Hawks are on the road, going over there, hopefully pulling out a victory.
And Max Preps had you guys picked in the top 10 in the country this past week.
Yeah, to start off the season, we were ranked pretty darn high, Mike. They had us for 5A, I believe. We were ranked number one, which was a big
deal. Nobody ever wants that bullseye that early in the season.
Exactly.
It says a lot about the Seminole program and the rich tradition. But again, and by the way, another little teaser plug. We're getting ready for Brad Richardson to come on. I had conversations with Bob Putnam, of course. He's with Primetime Preps. And we're going to be putting together a collaboration that we will be the leader in the fall of 2024 and 25 high school, all sports, all scores. We will be the source between those two companies. And Bob will be on next week to break that news officially. So I'm looking forward to that. As I said, we're brought to you by Body Armor and, of course, Coca-Cola Beverages and all of our high school conversations. Then when we flip the switch to the adult side of things, it's, of course, our great friends at Ice Pick Vodka. I know I've got you converted to Ice Pick Vodka. Smooth. It's like a Tito's taste.
Yeah, it's great. It goes amazing in the Champa Bay Lemonade here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
You and I have consumed a few of those. The day.
I think I've had more than my fair share. Well, I'm pretty happy.
Now you got a drink for two. Anyway, and of course, Sea Dogs Brewery each and every Monday. It's Big Monday down there on Blind Pass Road, right in the Intercoastal, about two blocks from the Gulf of Mexico. It's just crazy down there with spring break. I kind of miss the beach environment, but I don't. But I drove down there last night, and you know, you get that feel that you're back in Florida, and Sea Dogs is a superb place to capture that environment. And Big Monday, 6 to 8, Alex Reba. And, of course, Oscar Garner III, he's our man that moved back up to Michigan State. And Derek's been doing a superb job along with them. And with March Madness around the corner, you'll want to listen to Big Monday. We'll be breaking down the conference championships this week. And then, of course, Selection Sunday. And then you'll want to be at Ferg's for the last 3 weeks of the month, because it's March Madness. Every television will be on there. It actually marks my anniversary of moving to Florida. I moved down here on March Madness weekend, and that would be going on 8 years.
March Sadness weekend?
I know baseball, Ben Botham, but you're also love that Hard Rock Bet.
I do love the Hard Rock.
So you might want to get some tips so you have some fun during March Madness.
I really do need it. I've been asking the basketball coach at Seminole for some help on it, because I see these great things.
You just need to get Alex information from Alex.
Yeah, I mean,
that guy breaks it down, and he also gambles.
Because, I mean, there's live games going on right now. Arkansas, Alabama's going on right now. And, you know, there's some great
money. These are all season final games. And then the conferences start next week. Hey, before we go to Brad Richardson real quick, as soon as we get done with Brad, we're going to have a very cool conversation. We've been talking a lot about NIL since the inception of it, and the chaos and trying to get our arms around it. We're going to talk to Freddie Wiebe up in up in Gainesville, the University of Florida is putting together a group of people, and we'll talk about that, how that impacts the Gator Nation and all of NCAA college athletics. You know, you know my position on it. We've had Chris Griffin on before, and he's broke it down from the NCAA side of things. We've had coaches on trying to get our arms around it. And it's going to impact Brad Richardson and ourselves as we continue to cover high school, because you're going to see some drastic changes if they get this high school NIL going. And he's our man with the plan, Brad Richardson. What's up, brother?
Oh, not much. How's everything going down at State Pete? It is Grand Prix weekend, after all.
Yes, it is, buddy. And we're back out front, which we love to be out here in the mix of things. Always a lot of scenery, and I'll just leave it at that. For young men like Ben to partake in, and a lot going on in the world of sports. But yeah, beautiful day. It's a Chamber of Commerce day in downtown St. Pete. So let's talk Absolutely. About you want to talk a little high school basketball. Of course, Blake in a big game today, obviously, and Gibbs just walked away with the state championship. It just seems like yesterday you were on the call. I was alongside you for the Blake and Gibbs game up there at Northside Christian for the Sunbash tournament. Arguably, definitely the best high school game I have ever seen. I think you said the same thing. And now Gibbs wins the state championship 4A, and now you got Blake playing in today for the state championship as well.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think Benny would actually disagree because, you know, here's the thing. He was at one of the most exciting games, which was the PCAC, and we all know what happened with that game when Seminole played Gibbs. So I will say this, that our own Seminole Warhawks can walk away now at the end of the season knowing that they beat the state champion in triple overtime. So shout out to that real quick to Josh Washer.
I knew you guys were going to go there.
Gibbs may be the best team in the state of Florida, but Seminole's the best team in Pinellas County.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? They are, because they did beat them. But
exactly.
Coach Murphy, I said that to you guys on the show. I bet he almost welcomed that, because that's a young team he's got, and it kind of slapped him around and said, "Fellas, you know, quit reading your clippings. We got a lot to accomplish." And bravo, their first state championship since 1969.
Exactly. Yeah, the year Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon. But anyway, let's go back to that real quick. I just wanted to evaluate something real fast. So Gibbs and Andrew Jackson actually played each other early in the season, and this was the loss that Gibbs suffered. Final score, 52-48. Gibbs goes into this game. They are ready, absolutely ready to go. The game before, when they faced off against North Broward Prep, that was triple overtime, and the final score of that, narrow, 58-45 win. So everything was on the line for the championship. As we all know, Gibbs faced off against Andrew Jackson. Final score, 49-43. Believe it or not, Andrew Jackson was ranked number 7 in the state of Florida. I mean, this was going to be a tough team for these guys to face off against. And, the score speaks for itself, and congratulations to those guys. And, it was a great season for them. I mean, I was really excited to hear that they had won it. And, it's definitely a feather in Larry Murphy's cap. And definitely with a young team going forward next year, we'll see how everything progresses. And, you know, knock on wood, we might see a second state title.
Well, back-to-backs are difficult to do, but they'd been there playing in the Final Four the year prior, and they were not intimidated, obviously, and it's tough to repeat, and we'll see what happens. But let them revel right now in this state championship. They actually had a get together at Ferg's that night. Impromptu, they tried to find a restaurant in Lakeland. Wouldn't take them. They called Mark, and he said, "Of course, get down here, and have a party and celebrate." So we'll be having some of the coaches after this spring break. We'll have some of the coaches and the players down, Brad, and we'll have you
Absolutely.
Down to help with that conversation.
Yeah, they got to wear their medals too. So anyway, I think it's time to focus on to another sport, which you obviously like hearing a little bit about, and that's of course wrestling. And of course, that just finished up this last week. And two schools that obviously are well-known for this in the Tampa Bay area, Clearwater Central Catholic and Jesuit. And as always, these two teams absolutely dominated. Standout player, get this, Mike, Clearwater Central Catholic, three-time state champion, Gavin Nolan in the 150 weight class. This is his third time winning it. Here's the thing. He's only a junior. That's it. He's got one more year. Can you imagine him going his next year and possibly getting that next title? It's incredible.
I hope this kid's on the University of Iowa's radar. That's all I can say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, his record for the season, 54-8, and he had 38 pins this season. Fantastic. And with Clearwater Central Catholic, Dom Fushi would take fifth place in the 126 weight class. He finished his season with a 40-26 record with 21 pins. Congratulations to Gavin and Dom. And, of course, Jesuit, we got to bring them up for just a second. Reed Yates, he's in the class of 27 and weight class 126. He finished fourth. In Xavier Abalo in class, weight class 132, finished third. Jaden Boyles in weight class 138, finished third. Mason Basile, 144 weight class, finished third. And Chancellor Haber, class of 2024, in the 175 weight class, finished seventh. I mean, these guys absolutely are the definition. These two schools are the definition of what makes their wrestling team successful. I mean, Jesuit already had a duels championship earlier this season. We talked about that. So, yeah, congratulations to both of them. That's how wrestling finishes up this season.
So. We're going to have Coach Sal's going to come across later in the month or early April, and as they had in the past, and we'll have that. We'll have the wrestlers from the Jesuit Tigers come across the bay.
Absolutely, and we'll try to see if we can get Gavin Nolan down, too, to talk about his success.
Absolutely.
So we're going to start on baseball real quick. Is Joey Geiger over there on the line?
No. He knew you were going to come down. We've already hammered him. Don't worry. We've hammered him.
Here's the thing I'm going to say. That the rankings that he had on Bump That Media podcast, okay, the rankings that was posted on the Tampa State Sports Connection Facebook page, kind of ruffled some feathers a little bit. I just got to say one thing. I'm proud of him. He did good.
Well, that's what ratings are for. In preseason ratings, when he had you guys at six, are you know what they are, the preseason. And you guys don't even really know as coaches what you have. You know the talent you have, but you don't know. Not every coach knows at the beginning of the season how the chemistry and everybody's going to. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, that's a fair statement. Absolutely. I'd say you don't really know until the kids start playing, when the rubber hits the road. You know, you see the first pitch and you're going to see how guys handle pressure. And I think this will probably be our biggest game yet, is this game on Tuesday against Calvary. It'll really be a test to the Warhawks to see if, you know, we're all that we say that we are.
Well, you definitely your number three ranking, right, Brad? They definitely their number three ranking.
Yeah, class 5A ranking, by the way, number one, Vinny. So anyway, speaking of that game real quick, Calvary, I mean, Seminole's going to be facing off against them on Tuesday, and one of the big players they're going to have to go up against is Andrew Tess, the senior catcher there. He's committed to Pitt. He's already had two home runs this season and has a .364 batting average. That he's going to be one of them. And, I mean, bottom line, he's a catcher. He's going to have a good arm on him. So be careful on base. I'll say that much. So,
hey, we have a great catcher of our own, J.J. Basinger, who just hit a home run himself. And he's doing pretty good.
I was going to get to that, Benny.
Hey, I'm just saying, Brad, don't sleep on our very own guys.
I wasn't going to do that, Benny. Yeah. I had it all right now, Benny. All right,
so anyway, boys. Get along here.
We try to. Anyway, so let's get back to our Seminole Warhawks. I mean, currently 8-0 after a big win last night to the Keswick Christian Crusaders. Standout moments from Kendall Hoffman on the mound, pitched five innings, got eight strikeouts and allowing only two hits. At the plate, he actually got three hits. And J.J. Basinger and Alex Espelot would put two hits, leading the Warhawks to a 10-2 victory. Obviously, Kendall Hoffman, the University of Houston commit, Alex Espelot, the South Alabama commit as well. J.J., of course, has been jumped ahead a little bit. Got a big home run in the Lakewood game, and, of course, obviously they're going to Calvary this Tuesday. I mean, those are the two big teams right now. But I want to mention one last one. That is the Eastlake Eagles. They're also undefeated, 8-0 in Pinellas. And the one that they're going to have to watch out for with Seminole when they go to play them is going to be Dylan Taft. I mean, he's their catcher. He's already had a home run this season, .287 batting average, and 31 hits. So keep an eye on that coming up. That's you know, that's going to be a very tough team for them to face off against.
How about on the softball side? Got anything on the softball side, my man?
It's still starting up slowly. As of right now, Seminole softball is 3-4. Calvary, obviously, keep an eye on. They're right now, I believe it's 4-1 is where they are. So it's there's a lot coming up there. I guess the Calvary's the one to watch out for. They're always the one. Last year they were very close. That last year they did win the state championship. They won last year. So that's going to be another repeat, hopefully, for them. So same with Calvary. They could be going back to states, and we'll see what happens with that. I mean, they're three-time state champions. So Greg Olson and his boys definitely have a successful program.
On the basketball side of things, I'm interested to see how Blake comes out today. How cool would that be for the Tampa Bay region to have state champions over here in St. Pete with Gibbs and then Blake get the state championship out of Hillsborough County. That hasn't happened, and forever. And that would be superb for both of those schools, who we know that, unfortunately, in other sports, struggle because they don't get the numbers out. But yeah, in the world of basketball, talk about school pride. And I'll be very, very interested. Hey, on another note, high school-wise, this week we did the On the Tee Florida live from Feather Sound Country Club up in Clearwater. And yesterday was International Women's Day. And we had Clemmie Perry, who's the president of the Women of Color Golf. And they work with young ladies. And Middleton School over there in Tampa, again, another one of those traditionally rich in tradition schools that have struggled of late, unfortunately. It's the same thing with Sickles and King. And this organization is giving a set of golf clubs, Ben, to every one of these young girls. They got five girls. At first, they only got one girl out for golf over there, Sickles. I'm sorry, Middleton. And they've got five girls out, and they're all getting a new set of golf clubs. And we're bringing those young girls down here to Ferg's in a couple of weeks. And I'm looking forward to that. What a cool thing to do for the inner city.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, getting these inner city kids the same opportunities if they want to pursue tennis or golf. And I think that's superb and bravo, and I'm looking forward to having that conversation. And maybe they can teach the old man something since I'm such a pathetic hack. Only guy with a golf show that's kicking butt, and I suck. Now, I know you don't. You tell me all the time. You just can't putt.
The short game's not great. I will.
That's what you got to.
Benny, that's what Smuggler's Cove is for.
Hey! Don't badmouth my favorite track of all time, Smuggler's Cove.
No. That's where Ben needs to go practice.
That is the greatest putt-putt golf place on the planet. I used to come down here with my kids, and I'd grab a scorecard. We'd play, and then I'd go back and do my golf show with my pro buddies. Mm-hmm. Say, fellas, I shot one over when I was down there in Florida. They're like, what? You did it? And I'd show them the card, and they're like, you're a dandy. I said, I fought off alligators. I said, I shot a 65. But Smuggler's Cove, I can't believe you brought that up there, Bradley. What do you got going on the rest of the weekend?
Rest of the week?
Why don't you go over and watch it?
What's up?
Well, your buddy right across from me, he's the head coach of the JV, man. He's got a big task ahead of him today.
He has to coach the Nats later on today.
Oh, you're the assistant.
Yeah, we have to head all the way up to Tarpon Springs today. Their first game starts at 1 o'clock, so I'll probably be there halfway through the 1 o'clock game, and then I'll be there all for the second game of the doubleheader.
I know what.
I say hello.
Okay, I forgot to bring up is let me do that right now. We did our Player of the Year.
Player of the Year.
Yes, Mr. Daniel.
Player of the Year in high school basketball in Pinellas County. And great job by Joe Geiger. And this year, which is appropriate, and we saw him play a couple of games, he's the Gibbs point guard, Jacob Daniels. He's a junior. He led the 4A state champions with 18 points per game, 3 rebounds per game, 5 assists, and 2 steals. And that is Jacob Daniels. He is our Body Armor High School Boys Basketball Player of the Year, and we'll announce the Girls Player of the Year next week, and then we'll have the Girls Wrestler and the Girls and the Boys Wrestler, and we'll have men's the boys and I'm sorry, the boys and the girls soccer as well. So look for that on our social media, and Joe's putting out that's a Body Armor Player of the Year, only a junior, kind of like we did Bradlin in football. It was Jeff Jones, and he was a junior as well.
Yep, at State Pete, yeah. And he's also, by the way, Mike, he was also on the basketball team for State Pete.
I bet he's just a little point guard, a little fireball, huh?
Oh, he's fast. The members are in the Sun Bash. I mean, no one stood in his way. He didn't let anyone stop him.
All right, my man. Well, you have a great weekend. We're going to take a hard break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little Florida Gators, NIL, and that world. And then Ben and I will break down the weekend, maybe a little bit more of
It is spring break, Mike.
You got some spring break trivia?
Spring break trivia?
Yeah. When we come back.
I'll see what I can find.
All right. I can't tell my spring break stories on the air, I can assure you that. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and, of course, Sea Dogs. Stay tuned.
Time's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes, 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 with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'll take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection with partner RadioSt.Pete.com launched a new sports streaming channel, Florida Sports Stream, on RadioSt.Pete.com. Florida Sports Stream provides local and national podcasts, radio shows, live events. The Tampa St. Pete Prep Connection will broadcast Florida high school boys and girls sports, live play-by-play coverage, media days, award ceremonies, positive stories and content across Champa Bay, Florida, and the USA. From the Pee-wees to the preps to the pros, recognizing positive participation in sport and the people that make a difference. Podcasts include NASCAR, Florida Fishing, MMA, Rays, Rowdies, Bucks, Lightning, local media personalities, pickleball, local colleges, FCA sports, Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and NFL Alumni Tampa. Just a few of the shows and podcasts with dozens on deck. That's Florida Sports Stream on RadioSt.Pete.com, supported by Body Armor, Sea Dog Brewery, Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and Ice Pick Vodka. Take a listen and have a championship day.
Lexi Thompson headlines a star-studded field as the Aramco Team Series presented by PIF comes to town. Feathersound Country Club plays host to golf's most innovative format this March 8th through 10th as the Ladies European Tour makes the trip across the pond. As Megan Kang and two-time major winner Brittany Lincecum add to the American star power, Europeans Carlotta Cingotta and Charlie Hull aim to spoil the party. Secure your place now at AramcoTeamSeriesUSA.TIXR.com.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on a Chamber of Commerce Saturday down here in downtown St. Pete across from Tropicana Field. It's St. Pete Firestone Grand Prix weekend, and people from all over the world have descended down here on ranked number two in the world, Ben Botham, right now, as far as in America, certainly, as destination places, is Clearwater, St. Pete. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you grew up here, love the area, And I've been blessed to be one of those northerners now that I can't stand coming down here and jamming me up down there on the beach. Anyway, we're from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Of course, brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor, Coca-Cola Beverages. And then on the other side, it's, of course, our friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dogs Brewing, where they're serving breakfast daily. And we do our show Big Monday from there, from 6 to 8 down at Sea Dogs Brewery. And then on Thursdays, we've got On the Tee Florida, live from our 19th hole clubhouse studios upstairs. That's also supported by Michelob Ultra. And conversation that we have delved into probably a half dozen times now here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on our network and, of course, on our streaming channel. SportsStreams.com and RadioSt.com, our platform, is NIL, collectives. The bizarre turns that it's taken in the world, like in the state of Florida, up against NIL. You've got a team ranked nationally in Seminole, the Warhawks, and as a high school coach, you're going to be confronted with some of these decisions for, you know, you got a couple big arms. One's going to Houston, one's going to South Alabama.
Yeah, you know, hey,
those boys are going to be looking for NIL in the future.
Can I get an NIL deal?
You're a has-been.
Put my face on something?
At 25, you're a has-been. You went to Savannah State.
Coach Bob.
Yada, yada, yada. You're a has-been.
Hey, put my face all over Fergs.
Long generation.
Give me some wings.
All right. Well, let's get some wings on this conversation. And he's Freddie Wiebe. Kind enough to take time to share with us, especially the audience that are the Florida Gator Nation. We know this is the home of the Florida State Seminoles, but we get plenty of Florida Gators coming through the doors here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. My good friend John Rager, of course, lined this up. My partner on the golf show and the Gator and the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. Fred Wiebe, I look forward to the day I can meet you when I come back again in my reincarnation. I want to be Freddie Wiebe because I want to be in the pizza business initially. Always one of my dreams, and now you're immersed in the world of sports. Bravo, my man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And I believe Nate Barbera is also on the call. But, yeah, everyone loves pizza and everyone loves sports. And that's why we're talking today.
So let's talk about this Florida Collective, of course. So Florida victorious for the Gator Nation. I've got a good friend that actually coached at Florida, Dan McCarney, during your national championship days, and he formed a collective at Iowa State, the school he brought back from the ashes. So, you know, I know the obstacles against you. So let's talk about why you got involved and the challenges ahead. And then, of course, we'll bring into the conversation Nate Barber, the CEO, as well this new launch, this new venture you guys are in.
I mean, the collective is there to do one thing, to help the student athletes at every college in the country. You know, this was something the Supreme Court asked to do and voted in, and all we do is just represent it and making sure, you know, we do it the right way. We're the official NIL form of the Florida Gators. We provide NIL opportunities for the University of Florida student athletes, and our goal is to collect some money, and we get it different ways, whether it's donations or subscriptions, or now we have the corporate sponsorship, and this is why I'm involved. My goal is to go out after the business community throughout the state, Tampa, Sarasota, St. Petersburg, Lakeland. If you're a small business or a big business, we're here to help you. We'll put a package together that will help your business. If you're a Gator fan and you own a business, you know, we can help you through that route and bring you more business for yourself and an ROI for your business. And even if you're not a Gator fan and you own a business, you're Seminole or Hurricane. I know this network is the Seminole station mostly, but, you know, if your constituents are Gator fans, we'll be able to help you with that as well.
Well, who approached you? Or did you guys put this together and decide to launch this yourself as you looked at what was taking place?
I personally just joined the team a couple months ago. The organization was born in April of last year during a spring game. Nate Barbera is the CEO, and I believe he's on this call as well. They've done a great job. They're in one of the top 10 collectives throughout the country in revenue and in money. But, you know, we have to do better. We have to now go after the business world. We've done a good job with donor base and subscription. There's almost 3,000 members that subscribe to the Florida Victorious. But we need to do more. You know, the landscape of college sports has changed, and it's not just football. It's all sports. We represent 11 different sports at the University of Florida. We have over 200 athletes that we have deals with. And we just need to do more. And to do so, it's imperative that we go after the business community. We put a campaign together to explain that. We're constructing and implementing very innovative ideas with a team of 11. We have 11 folks on our team. They've done a great job. We just added the corporate piece of it. I lead a team of three with Bob Whitmore and Don Rodriguez that will be talking to businesses and hopefully generating more money for the Florida Victorious and for the Florida Gators to win.
We are efforting, of course, Nate Barber right now. But let's talk about Coach Spurrier, the old ball coach. Has he got behind this? He's supportive of you guys. I know you guys are very close friends. You've helped him with his opportunity when he decided to launch Spurrier's. So I'm sure that he's heavily involved in this as well.
Well, there's no bigger Gator fan than Coach Spurrier. He supports the Gators. He's a big Gator fan. And, of course, he supports the Florida Victorious and what we're doing. He wants to see us win. He's an ambassador also. He's employed by the University of Florida. So I'm sure he's got duties there with not just the Victorious, with the Boosters and the other organizations. But, yes, Coach Spurrier is a Gator by heart. Will always support the Gators. And, of course, he's going to support the Florida Victorious.
Well, let's bring Nate Barber to the conversation here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, downtown St. Petersburg, Florida, across from Tropicana Field, as we talk a little Florida Gator and the collective and of course, Florida Victorious. Welcome to the show, Nate. Appreciate you taking time out of your day for our Gator Nation audience to
thank
give
you for
a
having
little
me.
Insight. A little insight into your goals here, and Freddie, of course, had reached out to me through my good friend John Rager. So, why don't you introduce yourself and how you got involved in your role and your passion for the Florida Gators and their success?
Mike, thank you for having me. Excited to be here speaking with you and with Gator Nation today. It's a really important topic, the topic of NIL in college sports. I'm the CEO of Florida Victorious, who is the proud NIL partner of the Florida Gators. We provide opportunities for student athletes across all sports to earn NIL compensation. Right now, we work with 11 sports. We work with every single scholarship football player. We work with many of the members of the men's and women's basketball teams, the baseball team, gymnastics, volleyball, soccer, gymnastics. We've got a really nice roster of phenomenal student athletes who are all working really hard to represent the Gators in the best possible way. And it's our job to raise money so that we can create opportunities to compensate these student athletes for the use of their name, image, and likeness.
And Nate, I got to make certain that we recognize these guys, because John Rager will be a little remiss, my partner on our golf show on the Tee Florida. Your national champion Florida men's golf team. You got to give a love to those guys. And then, of course, your track and field team. I'm sure those guys, when they hear this, they got that. Some track and field. Florida's got a rich, rich tradition.
Yeah, and we work with a couple members of the men's golf team, and we work with a couple members of the track and field squad as well. Ian Gilligan is one of the members of the golf team who we work with, and he's been on a tear of late. Just an incredible golfer and a great human being. We're excited to work with those sports as well.
Okay, I didn't ask this of Freddie, but I'm going to ask. So both of you are alum of the University of Florida, is that correct?
So, no, I'm actually not an alum of UF. I'm an adopted Gator, but proud supporter of the Gators and a huge fan Ever since I moved down to Florida in about 2015, I've become a big fan of the Gators.
Where'd you go to school at?
I got my undergrad at Notre Dame, and I have an MBA from Harvard.
I knew I would love you, Nate Barber. Go Irish. Diehard, you know, Notre Dame fan. But I bet you that Irish nation ain't too happy about you promoting and pushing these Gators, brother.
Well, look, man, the Gators are a special, special program, a special university. It's a flagship university in the state of Florida, and an athletic program second to none. So, I think the math is the Gators are the only program that have finished in the top five of the Director's Cup for the last 10 years in a row. They have 100 more SEC championships than any other program in the SEC. I mean, it's athletics are unparalleled at the University of Florida, and I'm ecstatic to support the Gators.
Well, you should be. And now I'm a little upset with Freddie because he should have gave me your bio, because I typically go get one of my brainiac young kids to interview guys like you two that have a pedigree of Harvard, Notre Dame. I'm afraid to ask Freddie what his pedigree is, and I fumble, stumble, and bumble through this broadcast. But bravo on the Harvard Crimson and, of course, the Fighting Irish. You got to admit that's a superb venue to watch football in. It may not be like the Gators, but it certainly is rich in tradition.
Very rich in tradition, but I'll tell you, there's no place like the Swamp. I mean, on a Saturday night under the lights, and it's rocking like it was, you know, this year. Man, oh man, we had some awesome games in the Swamp this past year. We're gonna have some awesome games this year as well.
Well, when you got a little Tom Petty going on, that certainly is literally rocking, and I think that's a cool tradition that I thoroughly have been impressed with. So let's talk about the world of NIL, Nate. I've had quite a few guys come on, and you know, attorneys that represented the NCAA, former coaches that have been beckoned back to their alma maters to help with these projects. With your background, and you look at the NCAA and how they botched this entire thing from an NIL perspective, I mean, they caused these problems, without going into the legalities of it, it's going to be quite some time before they get their arms around it. So, Florida Victorious, you guys have also got to keep your eyes on the prize, knowing that other institutions across America, and I'll just say it quite frankly, are going to be cheating. How do you keep your arms around doing it within, I say, NCAA regulations, but those are out the window. I mean, nobody really knows what they are, and there's no one right now that's going to enforce them. You guys have a heck of a challenge ahead of you.
You know, I would say that it sounds daunting, but it's really not that complicated. The reality is you just have to do things that you're proud of, and if you end up on the front page of the newspaper, you'll be able to smile about. That's how I've guided myself in my professional career prior to this, and it's a great way to guide it going forward. You know, the reality is it's like any new market, right? NIL is kind of like cryptocurrency. People are figuring it out. There have been some good actors in the past. There have been some bad actors in the past. The bad actors quickly get weeded out, and the good actors are those who remain. And you just do your best to make sure that you're following your own internal moral and ethical compass. And when you do that, everything works out and works out really well. I will tell you, that has not held us back. We're an incredibly competitive bunch. We have an awesome team of folks at Florida Victorious who are working really hard day after day to do things the right way and to do things aggressively in a way that helps make all of Gator Nation aware of what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how important it is to support Gators athletics through NIL right now.
You just touched upon it. That was a great point. To let the Gator Nation or any of these schools, to let their alumni, their followers, their supporters, the people that love them, know what the hell is going on? Because to the common fan, it's confusing. They can't get their arms around it. And bravo if that's one of your objectives and your initiatives is to educate people at the same time. Because you know, there's no textbook for this, fellas. There's no history books to go back in the library and examine how it's been done. Because this is the wild, wild west. This is a new frontier. Wouldn't you agree?
It's definitely a new frontier. It's a new thing. But you can draw from any number of other industries and businesses to kind of determine the best path forward. I mean, the reality is this is sports marketing, and sports marketing has existed for many, many years. You also have a competitive aspect of this, and competition has existed in many different industries, especially in sports, for many, many years. So while it is brand new, it's not so kind of wide open that you have no idea what to do. I think what is important for me to share with Gator Nation is that we have a strong team working really hard to create the best opportunities for Florida student athletes. And if we do this and do this well, we're in the top 10, I would say, in NIL collectives in terms of funding. But that's not good enough. We need to be number one or number two year in or year out, just like Gator Athletics are. And we are able to do that by the support of the fans, and they can support either through subscription memberships to have opportunities to go to signing days, autograph sessions, events, meet and greets, etc. We also have opportunities for companies to get involved. If you are a Gator and you own a business, there's no better way to support your team and your company than by partnering with Florida Victorious and working with Gator student athletes to build your brand. The third way to contribute is if you are interested in a tax-deductible donation, we have a foundation that works with student athletes to promote charities in the local Gainesville community and soon much broader. And that is another great way to support Gator student athletes. So our goal is to create opportunities for all of Gator Nation to get involved and to meet us where they are. Don't do any more than you can do. That's not what we're asking. Just do what you can. If you like watching the Gators win and you want to watch them win in the future, then it is imperative that you support Florida Victorious, because that's how we will continue to have an edge and continue to win in college sports.
Well, as the great Warren Buffett likes to say, small amounts of money from the masses is much easier to extract, obviously, than large sums from a limited number of people. And I like that attitude as well, gentlemen. Hey, I'd ask this, and I love the analogy cryptocurrency. I'm only going to get that out of a Notre Dame graduate. Anyway, I'm sure you're keeping score as far as where are the Seminoles. And you just said you guys are in the top 10. Do you keep an eye on that? Because that's critical. I can tell you down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, I mean, we're the largest sports bar in the Gulf Coast area. And, we do have the Seminole watch parties here. But I see the Gators rolling, and it's a matter of capturing their commitment to your program. But they want to keep. They want to know the score. You know, where are we at against Florida State, and vice versa. Florida State wants to know where we're at against Florida. Do you know where they are, or is that information they don't have to share?
So no one has to share. But it's on us to understand what the market is and where everybody else is. Roughly, we don't know exact numbers. But I'll say this: this is a call to arms for Gator Nation. I'd say we're neck and neck with the Seminoles right now, and that's not good enough. We need to be blowing them out of the water. And so Gator Nation needs to stand up. Right now, we're neck and neck. We're doing a great job, but they are too. And I want to do better.
Well, gentlemen, how do people reach out to you that are Florida Gators and want to get involved and have a passion and want to see you guys hoisting those national championships again? Your basketball team's on a tear right now. That's very impressive, harkening back to the days of Billy. I'm sure you're watching that closely. And then, of course, as I alluded to, we have a golf show, and your Florida Gators right now are going to be one of the favorites to win the men's national championship again as well. And, of course, don't forget baseball.
Oh, yeah. Well, so the it's a great question. The way to contribute and to learn more about Florida Victorious is to go to www.floridavictorious.com. It's got all the information there. Subscriptions, corporate sponsorships, nonprofit foundation donations. It's all on floridavictorious.com. And, yes, we are pumped about our squads that are competing right now. Men's basketball is having a heck of a year. Our top four transfers that were brought in on the offseason are contributing 52 points per game. I mean, that's called winning the transfer portal. And Todd Golden did a great job of that with a lot of support from Florida Victorious. Obviously men's golf is doing great. Softball, baseball, I think we have 8 sports active right now, and they're all doing very well. So we are incredibly proud to support the Gators, and we want to keep our Gators at the top. And that's why Florida Victorious is so important.
Well, I tell you what, Nate Barber, go Irish. Freddie Wiebe, it's been a pleasure to have this conversation with you guys. Freddie, I'm going to tell you right now, John Rager and I want to do a live show for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection from the old ball coach's location, Spurrier's. I've heard all about it from my buddy Barry Smith. Everybody's raves about it, and I haven't been there. So we're going to have to do a show live from Spurrier's one of these days.
Yes, let's do that. That's easy to do. Just let me know. And again, once you get there and you see the museum, you'll see some of our championships there. Mind you, the Gators have won 47 national championships. And, you know, our goal as the Florida Victorious is to add to that. And it's going to take the entire Gator Nation to support that. Like Nate mentioned, www.floridavictorious.com has all the sources. You can send in one-time donation. You can join our subscription program. And again, it's as low as $15 a month. You know, just click, 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 and you're done, and you'll be supporting and helping us bring the 48th national championship, hopefully, to Gainesville.
I see you guys working this. You're trying to get this University of Iowa Hawkeye converted to a Florida Gator, because I've remained pretty neutral down here the 8 years I've been here now, going on 8 years during the Final Four this year. My good buddy Mark Ferguson, he's a Florida State grad, all the guys around me. You're my first Gators that I've been warming up to, with the exception of my buddy Dan McCarney. So we might have to do a little negotiating here, boys. I might have to get some Florida swag down here on the set as well, to make sure that the Seminoles don't just have their only presence here.
Oh, absolutely. We can work on that right away. And let me tell you, when you get up to Spurrier's and do a show up there, you'll be converted like that. You're going to be a Gator by the time you come back.
Or anyway, I admire the man. All right, gentlemen, have a great weekend. Enjoy this conversation. Freddie, I'll stay in touch. And Nate, I've got your contact information. I'll reach out to you as well in a text, and let's stay in touch, gentlemen, at your progress, and get you back on the air.
Fantastic.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Let me add one last thing before we go. The Orange and Blue game this year is on a Saturday. The last couple of years it was on a Thursday. This year it's on a Saturday at 1 p.m., April 13th. Florida Victorious is the title sponsor. And if you want to win a brand new Chevy Silverado, we'll be giving one away during the game. So come to the spring game, watch the Gators, see how they've developed, and enter to win a brand new Chevy Silverado from Florida Victorious and Southern Chevy.
Well, maybe that's worth the trip. I'll go up and stay at St. Augustine Beach with John Boy Rager, and then head on over. You guys have a great weekend, and I look forward to further conversations and developing a relationship.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you again, Mike.
Well, Ben, are you going to be a Florida Gator now, fan?
Hey, Mike, I went to Georgia Southern and Savannah State University. Go Tigers, go Eagles.
Growing up here, though, which college did you kind of?
None of them.
You were neutral.
I was neutral. I didn't go to any of those schools. How could I root for them?
Well, yeah, your pops, when he watches college sports, who's he pull for?
I don't think he watches much college sports.
You guys are just the Miami Dolphins, Tampa Bay Rays, Lightning, and that's it.
Pretty much.
Is your dad a basketball guy at all?
No.
That's why you're not.
We are not a basketball family. Well, also, Mike, you got to think, there's
there's no basketball team here in
Oh, I agree. County. And Kevin, don't I know you listen. Don't take that wrong. I mean, typically that's you know, the son follows what the father was. Mm-hmm. My dad was into boxing, football. Stupid sports.
My dad was huge into soccer, amazing soccer player, but I'm not much of a
soccer
guy.
Your dad grew up in this area?
Yeah, grew up right here. He went to Gibbs.
He did? He's a gladiator?
Yeah.
He's probably excited about his alma mater.
Yeah, so he's a happy guy. So, yeah, I got some trivia, though, for you, Mike, if you want.
Fire away, buddy. We got about 7 minutes.
So there's a big birthday today. Two teams, actually. Can you guess who those two teams' birthdays are?
What sport?
It'd be in baseball.
Birthdays.
Happened in 1995.
Oh, 1995. Would that have been the Colorado Rockies?
It'd be the Diamondbacks and the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, the Rays were 95, weren't they?
Yeah, they were awarded franchise, MLB awarded
franchise.
Both
at the same time?
Yep.
One for the AL, one for the NL?
Uh-huh. Awarded them to Tampa Bay on this day in 1995, establishing the 29th and 30th team. Here's another good one. Who is the only player in history to hit a walk-off inside the park grand slam home run?
What era? Of late?
This happened in 1956, Mike.
Great year. You know that? November 29th of that year was a superb year.
Happened a little bit before then.
Well, I was born on the planet that year. That was my birthday.
Happened July 25th, 1956.
Inside the park.
Inside the park, walk-off grand slam.
Mickey Mantle.
It would be the one, the only, Roberto Clemente. He hit it off Cubs pitcher Jim Brosan. So that was pretty good. That's
Roberto Clemente was an incredible human being, first of all. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, in the misfortune, there's a Florida Gator right there. We just got done talking about the Gator Nation.
There we go. And here's another good one. What 300-game winner accumulated the same number of hits at the plate as he did wins on the mound?
This is going way back.
It's not going too far back. He did serve in World War II. Big lefty.
I give.
It would be Warren Spahn.
Warren Spahn.
Spahn of Mass.
Milwaukee Brewers?
Uh-huh.
Milwaukee Braves.
Milwaukee Braves, sorry. He amassed 363 victories in his amazing career and 363 base hits in his 21-year career, split proportionally among the three teams he played for. With the Braves, he had 356 wins and 356 hits. The Mets, 4 wins and 4 hits. The Giants.
He went to the Mets.
Yeah, he was the Mets.
How did I miss that? I was a card collector. I was one of those little.
He was even a coach.
Dorks.
Yeah, he was even a coach for him. For the Giants, he went 3 wins, 3 hits, and he also matched wins and hits in the postseason appearances, 4 hits and 4 wins.
Really?
Yeah. So he was doing a number there. And
I remember getting my baseball cards in 1969. The Miracle Mets. We're up against them. Hey, go kick some butt today in that JV game.
Will do, Mike. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
For Ryan Helfrich, Jim Hart, David Wilson, Ben Botham, Freddie Wiebe, Nate Barber, Joe Boudreau, Brad Richardson, Matt on the controls. He does a great job up there. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing you and your families a fabulous weekend. God bless you. God bless America. And as always, be sure to have a championship week.